Amen. Do you know that's the final? Yeah, final saying. It is finished. Amen. And hallelujah is the highest praise. And hallelujah is the same word. Is complete. The same word in every language. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is hallelujah in Spanish. Hallelujah is hallelujah in Chinese. Hallelujah is hallelujah in Russia. Hallelujah is hallelujah in India. Hallelujah is hallelujah in Dutch. Hallelujah is hallelujah in every language around the world. Is that cool or what? Hallelujah.
Universal.
Hallelujah. I love saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You say hallelujah in your sleep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love it. Try saying that. Hallelujah. 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 I can get drunk by that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we're ready to go. I want to welcome everyone around the world that is listening. Those that are patiently waiting for some prayer cloths, I got some right here that we're going to be mailing out to you. So thank you for your patience. If you would like to have some prayer cloths, please email us and we will send them to you. We've been getting a lot of tremendous miracles over here, and it is actually scripture. Paul in the Bible, that's that book that I always talk about. I think it's in Acts 19 or something like that, but aprons of Paul healed the sick. So that aprons is just basically garments that were from him that he wore, and they cut him up and they healed the sick. I have a tremendous testimony about these, and I continue to walk in that anointing, and this ministry has it, and it's very grateful that they pass it around all over the place. Tonight we are, it's a question and answering night, but I also have a message for those that are listening. But I know that we have a question, and Mary Lou wanted to bring a question up, and I told her it's stumped the pastor night tonight. So what is that question that you have? Yeah, sure, you can come up if you like. It's about, or here, just stay right there. Sam will grab the mic and bring it over to you.
I forget my question. It's about forgiveness, I guess, for lack of a better. Recently, someone asked me a question about a specific question about my past. And when I was answering it, I started to get really upset. And I didn't know if there's something there that I haven't forgiven the person, or I haven't forgiven myself, or if it's, I'm totally confused and it's something else.
Okay, that,
I want, yeah. No, no.
Crying as far as sorrow?
Yes. Yes.
So you're just wondering about forgiveness, and when you were talking to somebody about forgiveness, you started to cry over that individual, and you want to know what was going on with you. Whether if you were harboring unforgiveness or something else. Okay. This question is basically a case by case question based on the individual. For one, I'm going to have to ask you, what type of feeling were you feeling? Were you feeling sad? Were you feeling hurt? Okay. Would it come under forgiveness, and whether or not you're forgiving yourself or that individual? Well, obviously you were hurt. whether you have to forgive that person or you have to forgive yourself, I would say that you would have to forgive the whole entire thing in general. The forgiveness with you manifesting sorrow, obviously you were hurt. It's a cold response that I'm going to say, and not many people really want to hear it. But this is something that happened in your life, and it is over. And we have to get over. We have to learn to put those things aside and move on. If you're holding on to this hurt, which I believe you are, somebody or something offended you in a way that you are very sad over the situation and you just haven't gotten over it yet, does it revolve around forgiveness? I think you forgave, if I'm reading it correctly. I just think that you haven't gotten over the hurt or over the fact that this was done to you and your expectations were brought into a disappointment and you're very disappointed in this situation and you just can't seem to let it go. I hope and pray that the Lord will give you strength to let it go, because to hold on to something that we have no control over is not healthy to your body, nor your soul, nor your mind. And so you're causing yourself a tremendous harm within your own personal being, holding on to something that really doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. And whatever it is within yourself, I hope and pray that you can move on from it. I know that this is an issue around the world with a lot of people. I know an individual, a man, who is older than me, that was close to me growing up, and he was in the midst of a divorce, and he still, to this day, can't get over it. And I myself, I don't know if I'm like a different breed of person. It's easy for me to let things roll off my back. Whether I trained myself from the past of many, many hurts and many, many disappointments, I realize that it's not healthy for me to hold on to them. I can't do anything about them. And it was really just affecting my future, because the people that I've come across really don't want to hear it. And if they're going to get involved with you in the future, a lot of times people don't want baggage. So it's good if you're in a relationship, and those that are listening are in a relationship and they want their relationship to be solid, get rid of the past and don't bring it up, because most people don't really want to hear about, they got their own baggage to deal with and they don't really want to take on anybody else's baggage. And for some reason, I've noticed in the realm of the spirit, that past, those past hurts that we carry over to the next relationship has a power to destroy. It literally destroys the relationship. It just, if you don't let it go, it's like a curse. And that same curse will carry over. I've noticed a lot in areas of divorces. And I use that as an example because it's evidence of being able to really see it manifest. Usually, like when a family is divorced, 90% of children end up getting divorced, and you know, they can't stay married. It seems like nobody can stay married in a divorced relationship. It's just one of them things that just keeps carrying over and over and over. Yeah, and I think it has to do with a lot of hurts. Yeah. In this area, unforgiveness and hurts there's a fine line between it. I think in this area, it's not so much forgiveness. You can forgive somebody and move on from the act that they did, but to move on from a broken heart is sometimes difficult. And in that particular situation, you know, I see a broken heart more than an unforgiveness. And it is sad to me to see somebody that has a broken heart. I'd rather see your heart scarred, because a scar is a lot harder to break than an open womb or a broken heart that's already broke. I hope and pray that we can toughen up in those areas that could have brought that hurt to you. And we'll pray also. You have a better future ahead of you. And this helps heal a broken heart. You know, that's why God puts these scriptures in there that says he turns all things around for the good to those who love him. So if you like hold on to these truth scriptures, which I know you know, and just meditate on those, you'll be able to overcome and heal that area that you're hurt and that could still be opened and dripping and, you know, it's not healthy. You know, the spiritual realm is very, very close to the natural realm. And everyone knows that if you leave a cut open for a long period of time, it's and you don't allow it to heal, it starts getting funky, right? You start getting infections and gangrene sets in, and next thing you know, you got to cut it off. Well, that's the same thing in the realm of the spirit. If you're holding on to areas where you're still affected and that wound is opened and it's not healing, then you know you have a chance for spiritual infections. And depending on how bad it gets, it might have to even have that section cut off. And yeah, that means that you just can't love anymore. You know, that's how drastic it could be. You know, you have this perfect person in your life, but there's just this wall of, you know, you can't trust anymore because that last wound you had, you never got over it, and it happened to be, you know, a trust factor. And that just carried over, and that wound never healed, and now it's all funked. And you just can't trust that person, even though that person is probably the most honest, devoted, committed person in your life. You just have this issue that you just can't get rid of. And that's a relationship destroyer right there. If I had to speak to anybody that's listening, those that are on the internet or live or recorded, that please, yesterday was yesterday. Okay, let's not resurrect yesterday. Let's try to learn to let yesterday go and become a new person, a new creature, and live today and look at today and the future of goodness and let those things pass away. Bury them. Let them pass away and bury them. That simple but yet difficult task will bring the greatest fruit in your life. I've seen many individuals, literally their heart's desires just stripped away because they just were not able to let go of the past. And the past put a curse on them and is just stealing, robbing, killing, destroying their future. And they come to me and say, you know, why isn't this working? You don't understand. I love them. And it's like, you got curses. You know, it's in the heavenly realm, there's a curse. And unless that curse is broken, yeah, I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do. It's just watching it decay and get worse and worse. Hope I answered your question. Okay. Does anybody else have a question before I move on here? Going once, going twice, going three times, going four times, going five times. I even went to five. Okay, forget it. The message I actually have tonight is to fight. We are in war, and I'm grateful that you brought that question up because it really ties into what I have to say tonight. I just feel that the word from the Lord tonight is that we are in war. And I remember a couple of times I used to walk in here in this place and I used to say, Good morning, Vietnam. Has anyone ever saw that movie? You know, and it was like war. Every morning was a war. You know, just nonsense. Stop war. Well, it is so true. We are at war, and we have to learn how to fight. We have to learn how to put on our armor of protection and, you know, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness and all that, and learn how to fight so that we can overcome. Every day, nothing is going to go the way you want. That's just the way it is. Did anybody have a perfect day today? Come on, I hope you say no, because it'll go along well with my message. If you didn't have a perfect day, great, because you're not alone. Every day, you're going to come under some kind of a battle. From the time you wake up to the time that you go to bed. Now, there could be some grace and mercy on you. You could have been crying out saying, Lord, I can't take another day. And so he gives you that free day, okay? Because he'll never give you more than you can handle. So there is a point in your life where you reached where it was like you couldn't take another bad day. And then God would just give you that day off. But 99.9%, you got some issue that you're going to be dealing with. Whether just a personal issue or just some guy cutting you off on the side of the road or just someone that you love that's close to you just decides to like stir you up. We are in a spiritual battle. And one thing that I was told many, many moons ago when my life was changed by an angel that manifested itself in the natural came to me and told me, don't let the devil steal your joy. And that thing hit me home. And I'm still reminded every once in a while, even my kids will come around and say, don't let the devil steal your joy. Dad, don't let the devil steal your joy. And I'll be like, I know, but you know what? I'm just tired of this. I'm sick and tired of that. You know, but we have to overcome these things. We have to build ourselves up so that we have a tolerance level that we can just let these things pass. If not, we're going to get whooped. And it's just going to get worse. We have to equip ourselves to be able to overcome. We are overcomers. If God has called us, we are overcomers. Okay, he gave the Spirit to us. Those have eyes to hear and or see and ears to hear. You know, we are chosen children of God. We just have to accept that. I spoke Sunday. If you didn't get the message, please log on. It's about the blind eyes and how God hardens hearts and causes our eyes to be blinded and our ears to be deaf. And it's because of a hard heart. And you know, if you can understand the messages that I'm even talking about, thank God, because your heart is opened up and you're able to receive. And that's a broken, contrite heart, and God loves a broken, contrite heart. So knowing just that, you're called, you're chosen, he loves you, he wants you, there's something there, you're connected. You're connected into the heavens, you're connected into the universe. You know, some were created to be evil. How many people understand that? You know, some were created to be evil. And if we were not created to be evil, then that's a really good thing. You know, we're blessed. And I'm grateful for myself and the pastors that are in here. And I was even talking to somebody earlier. I said, the door is closed with pastors. So, you know, it's just closed. We've seen that we had one and he ended up manifesting off the wall somewhere and couldn't figure it out. It went weary, really weird. And to this day, we're still scratching our head like, wow, the world really consumed him, and you know, it takes a very special person to be able to see the truth and to be able to fight the spiritual battles. It really does. We'll have associates, you know, in this place, and we'll ordain and grant certificates of recognition and things of that to be able to minister and pray and and things of that nature. But as far as being a pastor in this ministry, the door's closed. I'm saying that out there publicly. So I felt as though that I had to release that in the spiritual realm too. We need to come to a place of fighting. And most of it is really bringing yourself into self-control. Self-control is probably the biggest factor so that we don't fly off the handle. We don't say things that we don't want to say, that they're hurtful or, you know, resentful, hatred. We want to watch what we say. If you can weigh your words and take restraint there, then you can take it and go deeper and then restrain your heart. I think it's the battle begins with your mouth. If you can train your tongue, like the Bible talks about training your tongue, it's like training an unbridled horse or whatever. I think if we can come to a place of getting self-control, you're on the road to recovery. And there's a lot of things that aren't going to go the way we want them to go. And we need to grab hold of ourselves and stop carrying on. We need to mature, bring ourselves up to a place of maturity, and understand that our battles are not flesh and blood. It's not the natural things that are happening in front of us that we can physically see. I knew a pastor, his name was David, who was that pastor in the bush? Out in the bush in
David Fenton?
No.
No, David Keller?
Is it David? It might not even be David. The guy looked like me with shorter hair, but he got a long beard. And this guy here had a love for God, and none of them has come here. I was going to invite them, but none of them. David Hogan. I wasn't sure if it was David. David Hogan. Great man. Love him. I never had him here, but I've had the pleasures of being with him. We were introduced. He's a wild man. Loves God. His life was touched like mine. But he's out in the bush country. That's where he's called into the bush. That's fine with him. I wasn't called into the bush. But this guy is so radical and so full of faith that he has done incredible. He raised the dead. The dude raised the dead several times. It is just awesome to be in that realm and the opportunity to be around people who will give you the opportunity to believe. Okay? When they have never seen a white man before, and this is how deep the bush he's in, you know, and are full of, you know, a lot of supernatural belief. You know, there's a lot of witchcraft and everything else, and a lot of transformation in witchcraft and stuff. But they have the faith to believe in the supernatural, and that's what my heart is so grateful and a desire for. And I wish that was over here in America. We would see a lot greater miracles, signs, and wonders. But he raised some dead. And one of the things that he would say is, "You're not my enemy. The devil is. You're not my problem. The devil is." And he just had this wonderful spiritual insight because he wouldn't get mad at the flesh. He wouldn't get mad at the other person that was coming against him. He knew it was a devil. He knew it was spiritual. He knew he would not have anything harboring his heart whatsoever, and never really had anything towards the natural. It was all spiritual. It is very simple. Yes, he was a very simple man. Very simple man. Matter of fact, he had this bandana. He used to roll it up and slap you and fire. You know, when people get touched by the anointing and all. Great man. Crazy guy. I know you would have loved him. He rode a bike. And he was just like really cool. And we need more people like him in this ministry, really, to be honest with you. That boldness, that rugged, you know, on fire for the Holy Ghost, on fire. You know, we're much like that, and I miss him much. I haven't heard much about him, nor do I don't surf on the internet over these guys or whatever, and he used to a very, very long time ago just to see what there was out there, but that's when I was lost, but now I'm found. I don't have to be looking anymore at that, but it was nice when I met some people. And but getting back to the spiritual warfare, he had eyes to see. He just knew. He never held anybody accountable for anything. It was always the devil. Now, I don't like to look at just one individual. It's principalities, it's powers, it's wickedness, it's darkness in heavenly places, and these things are real. We can't stop realizing it. And if we can come to that place, forgiveness, it's easy. You see? How can you get mad at a lump of flesh? You know, how can you get mad at a body of flesh? You take the spirit out of the person and poof, you know? Anymore, I look at myself, if I do get mad at a person, how stupid was it? Because of the knowledge that we have, it'd be like so stupid for me to be mad at a person. Now, I want us to get mad at these demons. I want us to be able to know that they are dark forces. Confront the dark forces. You can talk to these demons. How many people understand that? You can talk to these demons. When they're manifesting and they're in your face and they're blah, 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 you can just tell them, shut up. You know? And just say, I refuse to hear this. Shut your mouth right now. And you'll see, they'll bind themselves up and they'll shut because you have an authority. If you can see them, and you have the knowledge of the Spirit, then you have the authority of them.
Right.
So exercise your authority. You just tell them to shut up. Shut up right now. I don't want to hear you. Shut up. Shut up. Yep. What are you going to do? Shut up. And if you like to, you can just tell them, I'll bind you. I bind you right now. Just shut up. I bind you. Shut your mouth right up. Now, there are going to be many people around you that you have to live with or you have to deal with on a daily basis. How many people have those in their lives where a person at work, you know, your neighbor, you know, you're going to come across a family member, you know, you're going to come across individuals in your life that are just bound with demons. You know, you have to hope and pray that they'll either find the truth and be delivered. You know, what do you do from there? That's the next chapter of this message. Like, what do you do when you can't bind the spirit anymore? They're just not subjecting themselves to coming to resistance, and they can't control themselves anymore. Has anyone ever had someone at the workplace that just got under your and just was ripping your joy away? You got a couple of them, Dennis? All right. So you know what I'm talking about. Okay. And they're just ripping your joy away. You know, it's hard enough for us to live in a place of simplicity. Don't let this devil steal your joy. Right? All right. Somebody cuts you off, you get a little frustrated, you bring yourself into some control, you don't lose it, you're not flipping out, and you kind of giggle at it. All right, you overcame that one. Give you a little check mark. You overcame that one. Right. But what do you do when you can't overcome them anymore? That's the next chapter. You can only resist so much. What if it's just like constantly in your face? Like a horror movie, over and over. Can't turn the channel. It's like, oh my God. You're watching this horror movie every day, and it's like the channel on the TV is broken. And you're just like, ah, I don't want to watch this horror movie anymore. And you can't even shut the TV off. You're stuck in front of it. And you're listening to it, and you're watching it over and over and over. It's tormenting. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? You know? Yeah, you got to figure out something, right? But I want to talk about tonight what you can control, what you can do. And God has given us some weapons. You know, he gave us an authority. He gave us the helmet of salvation. We put that on there and say, no, I'm a child of God. You know, we have the breastplate of righteousness. You like this one, huh? Sam's like, oh, come on, man. That's like grade school message now. This is like child stuff. But some people have to hear this stuff. There's, you know, put on your spiritual armor, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and put yourself in that place where you didn't do anything wrong, you know. Put the shoes of peace on. I'm going to walk in peace. I'm not going to, you know, peace, man. I'm not here to fight. I just want some peace, you know. And then we have the sword of the Spirit, where we have the Word of God. Yeah. Oh, and the shield of faith. That's right. To fight off the darts, you know, my faith. My faith in God that he's going to deliver me. My faith in God he's going to set me free. My faith in God that he loves me and he cares for me and he hasn't forgotten about me. He knows my heart. He knows the desires of my heart. And so he'll end up wiping it away, you know. I've come to a place where I know most of it is dealt with self. We should be able to live in the fire and not get burnt. And I talked about the next chapter of this message. What do you do when you have an individual that's just under your skin at, say, at work or something, and you just can't seem to turn off the TV? You know, it's constant horror movie in front of you every day. And I've come to a conclusion in my own heart that, you know, God has to give us the strength to overcome these areas. And I look at Paul, where he had a thorn in his side, and I think he had a similar situation where he was stuck watching a horror movie day in and day out, and he couldn't change the station. But he went to God and said, God, you know, please take this thorn out of my side. I can't take it anymore. And he said that, you know, he looked at Paul and basically said, you know, my grace is sufficient enough for you. You know, basically get over it. You know, resist it. It'll flee. Just get over it. You know, I look at Jesus being tempted by the devil for 40 days and, you know, in the desert. And there was many things that came across to him. And he was tempted and he had to overcome it. And there was a point when he overcame. And this is something that we can look forward to. There was a reward. He overcame and then he was endured with power. And I know that everyone that comes to God also comes to the power of the Holy Spirit. And wants that power of God, not only to do miracles in their own lives, but to be able to do miracles and to be able to confess his name. And to transform you into a realm of glory so that we are no longer victims of the world and encamped in darkness, but we are renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit into light. And we can't change without power. We can't change without power. It's like you can't resist the devil without power. If you have no strength, you have no power, you have your death. Power is in life. And I believe God is, he works out those that he loves. And some of those individuals that are in our lives might just be God's weights to work us out. And we need to somehow let that stuff roll off of our back and try to work out our own salvation, even though our heart's crying out for deliverance. I mean, we can get a splinter and we're crying. But eventually we work out, and let's say we work real hard with our hands, and splinters now don't even affect us. You know, we're like animals. Spit it out. We're ready, you know. You cut your finger. That's okay. Wrap it up with a sock, you know. We're not running for the antibiotics and the Band-Aids right away. We're like ripping off our bandana, our sleeve, and we're cutting our sleeve off and making a tourniquet, you know. And we're a lot more tougher because we've been through things, you know. And I believe God is saying to us today, I want you to become more tougher. You know, these things that are in your life are not to hurt you, but to help you, to get you endured by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm bringing temptation into your life, but I'll never give you more than you can handle. So don't think that you can't handle this. You know, work out your salvation and deal with it. Toughen up and just move on. I know that the more you exercise the gifts that are given to you, the more the power of the Holy Spirit is going to be poured on us. I know within my own heart, I want the power of the Holy Spirit manifesting so much that I don't even have to confess the message anymore. You know, when God touches your life just by my presence, you know, they're going to ask, what is it? What the heck are you in that has just touched my life? I felt electricity through me, you know. I've seen that already happen. We were in a store, the girls and I were in the store the other day, and we actually ran across Russ. You remember that guy, Russ? You just saw him too? Yeah, well, guess what, man? God's banging on his door again. And I went over there and I said, hey, Russ. And he looked at me and he went, and I thought he was going to fall right down on the floor. I was like, holy mackerel, God's working on his life, you know, and he just was like, I can't believe it. And he couldn't stand. It was all undone. It was like a noodle. And I said, praise God. Praise God. He's being touched. You know, God's working on his heart. You know, Russ, if you're out there listening, you know, whatever it is, God has a calling on his life. Yeah. And, you know, but this is what it's all about. Being able to have the Spirit of God be in your life, to be able to do signs, wonders, and miracles. So not only does it work out our own salvation, but it gives us that place in that heavenly realm. You know, the security of heaven. I want that security of heaven. You know, when you have the glory in your life, and you're living in the kingdom of God right now on earth, which is happiness, peace, and righteousness, okay? You're living in that kingdom. Guess what? You have security to get into that heavenly place. You don't have to doubt your salvation. You don't have to doubt. When I have a miserable heart and I'm mad, I'm pissed, you know, I doubt my salvation. I'm saying, Lord, you know, am I going to make it through the pearly gates because I'm letting the world aggravate me? You see, I don't want the world to. I want to be so full of joy, so full of peace. Yeah, grateful heart, without any cares. You know, some people say that's foolish. You know, but the foolishness of God is you know, is like the wisdom of man, right? And the wisdom of man is like the foolishness of God. And if they think that that's foolish, you know, they're just dumb. They're just dumb. It's plain and simple. They can live their life all messed up and aggravated, annoyed, and troubled. When you do have a place of peace, And those that have chronic headaches, guess what? Your headaches leave. You know, those that have migraines, you know, I know a good way to get healed by migraines. Get into the kingdom. Yeah, your migraines are there because your head's boiling. Yeah. You have rights to have migraine headaches, you know. If you're in a condition where you don't have peace and you don't have joy and you're walking around with sorrow in your heart, you got to find salvation. And a lot has to do with renewing your mind and understand that our battles are not flesh and blood, but they're demonic. And the demonic realm is powers. Well, let's start lower. Darkness. Then you have powers. Then you have principalities. Oh, wickedness. Yeah, darkness, powers, wickedness. Wickedness, darkness, powers, principalities. Well, we got the idea, right? Principalities are the biggies. Yeah, and I think a lot of times I'm dealing with a lot of principalities. You know, multitudes, legions of demons. You know, darkness, that don't bother me. Darkness is like, you know, wickedness, powers. Yeah, all right, once in a while I get a headache with a power. Principalities, you're wrestling them. It's like you're never winning with principalities. And, you know, sometimes you wonder if you can overcome principalities. You know, principalities is tough. How many people feel like they have principalities in their lives? You know, it's like that strong-ass demons that just, God. It's like I wrestle these things, and when I'm done, I feel like I just got beat up by like a whole gang full of bikers or something. It's like, man, how many people have been in brawls before? You know, 5, 6, okay. After, you know, the eighth one jumps in, you're starting to get really hurt. Yeah, it starts getting a little crazy. But, you know, I just want to thank God. I got my 10 minutes here. I got to close. But I want to thank God. And as we leave, let us know that we're not alone. Let us know that we're all here together and we got the same attacks. We got the same powers. We got the same darkness, the same wickedness, the same principalities that we're all dealing with. And our battles aren't flesh and blood. And, you know, I believe this is a cry to the Lord where he hears the heart's cry. And if we have any of those in our lives and our heart's crying out, I believe he's hearing us today. It's not by accident that we heard this message. He hears our heart's cry. And God's going to begin to work on our behalf. He's going to start giving us the wisdom to deal with it. He's going to start giving us the power to overcome it. He's going to give us, you know, everything that we need to move on. Because he heard our heart. And when a broken, contrite heart begins to cry out, he hears and gives us a way to be able to escape the lion's mouth, you know. He'll give us a way to escape temptation. It says in Scripture, God never gives you more than you can handle, and he doesn't put temptation on us, but he does give us an avenue to escape it. And so no temptation that's put on us doesn't have an exit. Doesn't have an exit route. Me personally, I don't want to run from my demons. I want to overcome them. Because I feel as though that if I run, you know, I might be dealing with the same demon around the corner. You know, it just seemed like I want to overcome them. And if we overcome these and we defeat these powers, then we defeated them and they're never going to come back. And that's what I want. I want to be able to defeat them. I don't want to run away from them. I feel like a little girl if I run away from them, you know, like a wimp. No, God has given me, greater is he that is in me than is in the world. And he's given me the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of me. I just need to be empowered more. I need to work out more, you see? I believe we can all lift 1,000 pounds, but we can't do it right now. We got to work to it. And so I believe that we just need to work towards our principalities and powers. I just believe we got to work it out and keep working out until we eventually overcome. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Father, I want to first thank you out of the depths of my heart, not giving me a spirit to quit. How many people have ran from situations and sometimes they felt that, you know, they ran too soon and they could have probably maybe have dealt with it and worked it out. Okay. Well, I pray that washes away and you forget about the past. And let this be something to encourage us to say, I'm not going to walk away too quick anymore. I'm going to try to deal with it and keep going forward and resisting the enemy, and hopefully it'll flee and God will restore, I believe, what the canker worm and the locust tried to eat. Amen? Amen. So with that being said, Timmy, would you like to close real quick?
Amen. You know, if anybody has anyone that's in need of a healing or a fresh touch from God, we pray on these prayer cloths, and there's quite a bit of testimonies. In fact, I have a dear friend of mine who received a prayer cloth probably about 4 weeks ago. And let me tell you, when we're talking about principalities and powers and wickedness and darkness, I sent this prayer cloth in the mail to him. And it was like 2 weeks later, I get it back in the mail with the return to sender. And I said, I said, see what these devils are doing? So the kid actually called me up. He's like, Tim, where's that prayer cloth and the check you're supposed to send me? I was like, you know, that's a good question. I sent it out 2 weeks ago. Why haven't you got it? And then the next day, I got it, and I said, look, I'm going to return back to you. I said, is this the right address? And he's like, well, yeah. He's like, send it to a different address. Send it to this other address. So he got it. So he texted me actually 2 days ago, and if you don't mind, I'm just going to read you what he was basically saying, because it's really nice how God's been moving in his life. This gentleman's name is Eric, and Eric, if you're listening, hey, we're all praying for you. We know you're going to recover, and God has you in his midst of his hands. So you're just going through a little something right now, but you're definitely going to come out of it, brother. He texted me a couple days ago, and like I said, he has a prayer cloth, and he said, hi, Tim, how's everything? I love the cloth that you gave me, and I lay on it. I lay on me every night. So he puts it on himself every night when he's in bed. And before bed, and I put it on my nightstand so it's near by while I sleep. He said, I have some more heartbreaking news, but it's not from me, which is good. But a very close friend to my family is diagnosed with the same cancer as mine, but he has it on the back of his tongue, tonsils, and throat. He cannot get surgery because it's not a tumor, it's just a bunch of lesions spread about. And I wanted to give him some guidance and hope with the cloths because he's going to go through hell, and I can tell him exactly how he will feel throughout his entire journey, but we do not know how that will end for him. It's stage 4 and it's a very scary situation. But like you gave it to me, it's comfort. And I'd like to pass one on to him to help with his situation and what he's going to deal with. So I was just like, you know, hey, Eric, I'm glad that you got the prayer cloth. We're going to send one to your friend, and I'll stop by on Wednesday nights, which we have every Wednesday night. We have these Q&As, but Pastor's been up here praying for him. So we're going to send one back out to you. And it says, tell your friend to log on to theglorytothenations.org and listen to the messages because it will help him. You know, and if you're out there listening, if you log on to our website, there's actual footages of our video that we do every Sunday, and there's archived messages, and we just ask that you listen to them. But better yet, if you can get here on a Sunday, there's nothing like coming here and being in the presence of God and getting touched by Him. It's going to change your entire life. It doesn't matter what kind of disease you have, what kind of ailment, what kind of thing you're going through. God's going to get you through it, but we need to get you here so He can manifest His presence in your life. Amen? So it says, he says back to me, I'll definitely tell him to log on when I meet up with him. Thank you so much. I finished my last treatment of chemo yesterday, and it's just time for me to get the healing. And he said, thank you. God bless, brother. Now, this guy, I don't really know him, but I know there's a kin spirit that we have with him and I just from talking to him over the last, I'd say, the last 7-8 weeks. And he's developed a relationship with God, and God turns around all things for the good. And you have to love God. You have to trust Him. And when He brings a situation in your life, whether it's cancer or an ailment or divorce or something like that, you got to trust God, because God will work that out in your life, and He'll turn it around for good. We were talking about Job on Sunday. If you read the book of Job, Job had everything. But you know what? God wanted to bring him to a deeper revelation and a relationship with God Himself. So He allowed him to suffer all these travesties and all these things that went on in his life. Like, he lost his wife, his kids, he lost his wealth. But you know what? He didn't lose his life. And at the very end of the whole story, he praised God and gave God acknowledgement, because he knew who God was in his life. And that's why I think when we go through these situations, we can turn around and say, you know what, God? I know you're here with me and you're dealing with me with this whole entire situation, and He will get you through it. Amen? He will get you through every situation, no matter what it is. You may not see the end result until you come to it, but He will get you through it. It's not always the way you think it's going to work out, but it works out. And I'm a testimony to that, because there's things in my life that have gone on where I didn't know I was going to get through it, but God got me through it. And He's blessed me as a result. Because God wants to reveal Himself to everyone, and He wants to give you back double portion of what you already had had before. You know, sometimes He takes away, but then He gives you back double. It happens, you know. So we want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Please, get here on a Sunday. We start at 10 o'clock. We have an awesome worship team that's here every week. They lead us into worship. There's an atmosphere and a presence here during worship. Sometimes there's a prophetic word that goes around. And you know what? We were talking about it on Sunday. Sometimes everybody's like, you know what? That message was talking to me. Well, that was God. That was the Spirit of God actually speaking to you through a message. It wasn't Tim Westerside. It wasn't Pastor Sam or Pastor Jim, whatever. It's the Spirit of God. If you feel this, if you feel that message is for you, it's because God is plucking at your heartstrings, and it is for you. That's Him speaking to you. So if you can get here on a Sunday, it starts at 11 o'clock is our service. And a lot of times there's ministry afterwards. You know, we call people up here. It's called an altar call. But we want you to come up. There's prophetic words that are spoken. There's a lot of times there's healing for people. But we can't individually give you words and everything unless you're here. I mean, you have to try and get here. If you're overseas somewhere, find a ticket to get over here. You know, we'll put you in a hotel. If you let us know on an email or something and say, hey, I live in England, where can I stay? We have plenty of hotels in the area that you can stay at. Just get here. Make a way to get here. You know, I heard that when there's people back in Jesus' time, there was people traveling for days just to go and hear Him speak and to get in His presence, because they knew God's presence was with them. Well, that's the same thing we have here. That's the same thing we have here. Just find a way to get here. Amen? Amen. Amen. So thank you for logging on tonight, and we'll hopefully see you Sunday.